So 4-H has got what's being called a grandstand barn dance that is going to be coming up on Thursday, June 25th. And it goes from 6:30 till 10. It's at Redwood Acres Fairgrounds. And joining me here in the studio, we have got Darby and Lily. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So this barn dance, have you guys been to one of these before?
Yeah.
You have?
We did a barn dance at Valentine's Day, and I am almost positive that every single person who attended had an enormous amount of fun at that barn dance.
Way to sell it. That's great. So what is a grandstand barn dance?
Well, we're having this barn dance in the bottom floor of the grandstand at the Redwood Acres Fair.
Okay. Okay, so that's where it's going to be taking place. And you've got Striped Pig String Band. It's being called by our very own Lindsay Battle, which is
pretty cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. Now, let's hear about, you guys were mentioning off-air, and I wanted to hear about this Goat Pro.
So, our friend from our club, he had this idea of putting a GoPro on his goat, and so he just wanted to experiment with that, and so we turned it into a GoPro, and this goat named Speck, she's going to walk around with the GoPro on her back around the fair.
Wow, during the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the name of the goat again?
Speck.
Speck. Is Speck going to be the official videographer of this event?
Yes. Okay. She will love all the attention.
Yeah.
Doesn't mind having the GoPro attached?
No.
No.
Likes it. Cool. Now, how long have you both been associated with 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Same with me, 3 years.
3 years. Cool. And what do you like about it?
I don't really have a favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Everything's just really enjoyable. The leadership aspect and all that. It's fun.
I like working with different animals for 4-H and, community service type things.
Cool. What kind of community service have you done?
We've done soldier baskets, soldier cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every Christmas we make baskets of stuff to send to the soldiers in overseas.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's gotta feel good.
And we send them Christmas cards.
Now, generally folks get into 4-H because they like a specific animal. Have you guys discovered different animals that you maybe weren't that aware of?
Well, 4-H isn't all about the animals.
True.
It's about leadership, and we have a digital media team, and public speaking, cooking. We have a lot of projects that do not involve animals.
But there are animals, and they're cool.
Yeah.
Here in Ferndale, I get to look at the Cajon window to the world and see. I can see all the cows out there, and occasionally I see buffalo out there. Yeah, that's kind of different.
Yeah.
Didn't used to be different. There used to be like zillions of buffaloes, but not anymore. Anyway, so we were talking a little bit about this off-air. I asked what the 4-H's stand for, and you were able to tell me.
Yeah, the 4-H's are head, heart, hands, and health.
Excellent. Excellent. How long do you expect to be associated with 4-H?
I don't know. I want to continue 4-H until I can't be in 4-H anymore. I'm too old.
So. Oh. What's the upper limit on age?
I think it's 18.
Okay. You got some time.
Yeah.
You got some time. Alrighty. So let's talk a little bit about this dance again. So there's a suggested donation of just $8 to get in. How do people get tickets to this? Do they just show up, or is there places and give them in advance?
All at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to thank her sponsors.
Yeah, please do.
Cypress Grove Chev, Coast Central Credit Union, Humboldt County 4-H Management Team, and University of California Cooperative Extension for helping us make this barn dance a reality.
My favorite of your sponsors is the Cypress Grove Chev. Those guys are so good. I love their cheese. I had a tour of their place.
We're going to be auctioning off some cheese at the and some shirts at the live auction in the middle of the barn dance.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So how many people do you expect to show up at this thing?
I don't know, but we can fit a lot of people in that,
in that space.
Yeah.
Excellent. All righty. And Striped Pig String Band is always fantastic. They really know how to do a barn dance. And Lindsay Battle, of course, very experienced at this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've danced to these guys before, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. All right. What kind of dancing do you do?
Square dancing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. I've never done that. I've watched it, and I thought it was pretty cool. I've never actually done the square dancing.
It's really easy.
Yeah, no partner or experience necessary.
Okay, so no pressure.
And dance.
All right. Is there anything else you guys wanted to touch base on?
I think we got it covered.
I think we got it covered.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Again,
thanks for
having us. Of course. Again, it's Thursday, the 25th, from 6:30 until 10. It's all ages. It's the Grandstand Barn Dance, and it's going to be at Redwood Acres Fairgrounds, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All righty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
And thank you, Darby, and thank you, Lily, for both coming in.
Thank you for having us.